The following is an audio recording of Scientific Collaboration in the War on Drugs, published October 1st, 2024, by the drug war philosopher on abolishthedea.com.
Today I posted the following tweet on X.
Scientists are responsible for endless incarcerations in America. Why? Because they fail to denounce the DEA lie that psychoactive substances have no positive medical uses. This is so obviously wrong that only an academic in an ivory tower could believe it.
I then got some apparent pushback, stating that scientists have been trying for years to get the DEA to acknowledge drug benefits, and that conservatives are the real problem. This is true in a way, but not without major important qualifications. And so I responded to this thoughtful individual with a small barrage of qualifying tweets, which I hope elucidated rather than miffed. I reproduce my responses here in the hopes of illuminating the subtleties involved in this important topic, the scientists and their guilt, or lack thereof, in promoting the war on drugs, and its hateful incarcerations of people who are, after all, merely trying to improve their own damn minds.
1. Yeah, there are definitely good guys out there. Unfortunately, they are either limited by their materialist orthodoxy into adducing only specific and limited microscopic evidence, or they abandon materialism for the nonce and talk the common psychological sense that we all understand implicitly and for which we need neither degrees nor lab coats. 2. In other words, scientists qua scientists, that is, as materialists, are very limited in what they can demonstrate positively about drugs. This is because it is a category error to consider them specialists about human emotions and psychology in the first place. 3. Folks like Ben Franklin enjoyed opium and used it wisely and to good effect, as did Marcus Aurelius. But to prove that this helped them is asking a lot. Indeed, it's asking too much. Materialist science is not qualified to prove such things, since the user's own successful life is itself the evidence of efficacy. When we look elsewhere for proof of efficacy, we are like O.J. Simpson launching a search for a killer, anyone at all other than himself. 4. And so when scientists and or the DEA claim a lack of established benefits, they are making a philosophical statement peculiar to Westerners that efficacy must be judged under a microscope. 5. Conservatives set the pernicious trend in the drug war and are happy to have materialist scientists in charge of determining drug efficacy. They know that such progress will be glacial. The FDA still can't wrap its materialist head around the obvious that MDMA works in every meaningful sense of that word.
And so while it's fine to say that scientists have tried to be helpful, that statement can only be properly understood in the light of a number of important qualifications that could never be compressed into a single tweet, except perhaps by the linguistically thrifty William Shakespeare himself, hence the foregoing mini-essay.
You have been listening to an essay entitled Scientific Collaboration in the War on Drugs, published October 1st, 2024, on abolishthedea.com. For more information about America's disgraceful drug war, which is anti-patient, anti-minority, anti-scientific, anti-mother nature, imperialistic, the establishment of the Christian Science religion, a violation of the natural law upon which America was founded, and a childish and counterproductive way of looking at the world, one which causes all of the problems that it purports to solve, and then some, visit the drug war philosopher at abolishthedea.com.